You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
All right, next, how far are we in? Are we just doing records?
I've done six.
Okay, so that means this is number five for me, right? Because you went first.
I think that's right.
No, so this is number six for me.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with Four Non Blondes. What's up?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That hook is undeniable. And I like her hat.
The truth shall set you free, my friend.
Her hat is fire.
Now we're getting the reason.
No, the hook is still, but I just like the hat.
Pamper yourself.
Oh, please. Stop it. I hate you, stupid ads. Like, YouTube really wants you to pay for Red.
I mean,
I was going to do it, but then I saw it was $12.99 a month, and I was like, 12? I don't know about that. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. I said, hey. Another definition of an absolute one-hit wonder.
I think it helps for some of these guilty pleasures. If you like kind of close your eyes a little bit when you sing along to it, that's a really good sign.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great song. I don't really have much else to say, but I like the hook and I like her hat.
Okay. Let's keep it 90s R&B for a sec.
Okay.
Let's go Idina Howard, Freak Like Me.
Oh my God. That's not guilty for me.
Hmm.
That's not guilty for me. I'll gladly just reference Ghostface Killah's verse on
well,
Ice Cream.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song is, yes, yeah.
I assume you're playing it, right?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought,
But no, Idina Howard, Freak Like Me, it is, wasn't the biggest hit. A lot of people know it. It's one of those things where it's like, it's not, right. So this is where I get to the sort of side definition of guilty pleasure, where it's like, I like this song a little bit more than the next person.
Okay.
Right, like this is one of my favorites. I love this song.
Okay, let's go.
I mean, already the beat is perfect.
These drums are like kind of really hard.
The drums are hard. This is when they had fully adopted that 90s synth whistle from the West Coast and sort of incorporated into R&B.
Yeah. Doc, you can't sing this song.
Listen, why was I like the like I listened to the song in 1995. I was 12 years old. Like, why?
Yeah.
You're like, Doc, you can't sing along to this song.
You can't sing that song out loud, son. Like, you can't. You can't. When it gets to the hook, you can't. I won't let you.
Because we don't give a damn about a thing, Armand. We don't give a damn about a thing.
Do you do the pump pump?
Of course. All right. See, I love it. Like, the fact that you're like, no, you can't sing the hook. See, that's why it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, there you go. You're right. Okay. All right. So I see your Idina Howard, and I raise you a Color Me Bad, I Adore Mia Moore.
Hmm. I have a Color Me Bad record on my honorable mentions, but not that one. So, okay. Color Me Bad is an interesting group.
Okay, because Color Me Bad low-key got joints.
They were right on that border of pop and R&B.
Yep. Yep, the look was very pop, but then the style was very R&B, but then the beats were very R&B, but then the vocals were like kind of popish. Like they did a lot of mixing the black guy, they had a bunch of different things going on, so they ended up appealing to a lot of different audiences. It worked out for them, particularly on that first album.
Mm.
Oh boy. Okay. Let me
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you're going to play it here. God, they're over singing right from the beginning.
Let's go. Here we go.
Somebody definitely is singing with like the finger in his ear.
1000% his finger is in the air, in his ear. 1000%.
Closing the eyes.
Yep. Head lean back.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Because he didn't say adore, he said adore.
Right. He was really feeling himself.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Great record. Great record.
Okay.
What is your Color Me Bad record? Because there's another one. I'm wondering if it's
I Wanna Sex You Up.
Okay. See, to me, that's not a guilty pleasure.
Listen, it's right there in the title, Armand.
Well, I'm saying, is like when the song was out, like everybody was like, yeah, this song is hard. It didn't, but I was thinking of another one. Mm-hmm. Like, do I have to, I guess we're playing all the other records.
So yeah,
I
go
guess,
ahead.
This is definitely when you would, this is when all the R&B groups would do the song, do the dance move where they stood still, but then like, they would bend down and like spin around, like in a circle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, listen, if it's possible for a white dude to do the WAP in a chair, that's kind of what I'm pulling off right now. So, like, you can just let that ride.
Yeah, I mean... Boy. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go with All for Love.
Yeah, that was the other one that was in my head. That piano at the beginning. It's so extra.
So bad. All those drums are hard.
That's because that's Impeach the President.
This video is so hilarious. Yo. Yo. All right. All right.
If somebody out there has the bingo card for Guilty Pleasures, they knew Color Me Bad was coming. They had John Cicada on there. They definitely had Color Me Bad on there.
Yep.
They probably had Next Too Close on there.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right.
You ready?
You ready, B? All right. Let's just do this one because I know this one's on your list.
Okay.
Because it's on my list as well. We're good. We got to go with CNC Music Factory, Gonna Make You Sweat.
Not on my list.
Not on your list?
I forgot to put it on my list.
Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, man. The definition of a guilty pleasure. Here's my problem with this song. I feel like it got used in movies and everything else. Like, I hear it now and I think of like a scene from a movie or something. I don't think of like that video.
Yeah, I don't think of I think of a timeout. I think of a 30-second timeout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even think I have to play it.
Okay. But that was on your list?
Yeah, that was on my list. What about things that make you go, hmm?
That, see, there's the whole CNC music. All the CNC Music Factory hits could totally be on this, right?
Yeah.
Things that make you a hoom, gonna make you sweat. Yeah.
Everybody Dance Now?
Everybody Dance Now. That's the... If anything were to make my list, it's Everybody Dance Now.
I wonder how well they're living off of residuals from that song.
Probably. So. I mean, it was the early 90s, so they probably got jerked by a label.
Mm.
Certainly the woman who sang didn't get anything, probably.
100%. I mean, I believe that was either Martha Wash or Ann Nesby. That was somebody.
Right. That's definitely a case where, like, some sleazy guy... like signed a contract and made all the money off that.
Yeah, because that's also another one on my list, Black Box Everybody.
Oh, wow.
That was Martha Wash too, I believe, where she was singing. Like they were, she was a studio singer, though she had done like, I think she was doing gospel records. I think she was in Sounds of Blackness. So like people knew who she was, but they didn't really know her on the pop side. So she was still on top of like her gospel work and other stuff. Like she was still doing like references and all this stuff for other people, but then they wouldn't use it for the video because she was a larger woman. They would use like little skinny models.
Wasn't everybody in one of the Kid and Play movies? What's the one where they're in school?
Class Act?
Thank you. Yeah, it's okay. Definitely, I'm pretty sure that's definitely used in Class Act.
Okay.
Because that's the problem. I hear that song now and I just think of Class Act. That movie's a guilty pleasure.
No, that's the second best movie that Ken and Play did after the first House Party. Mm. Class Act is a classic.
Class Act is great.
Yeah. No. No, they had that was BNGB. Hold on, because I already know that song.
That song too.
Yep.
Those chords, man.
Yep. All right. Yeah, my aunt used to listen to BNGB like religiously. I don't want to lose your love. Like I might be losing people, but yeah. Okay. So I ended up giving out two. So.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yep.
DJ Cool, Let Me Clear My Throat.
Oh man, that's not a guilty pleasure.
What would you call it?
A song that everyone likes.
No, nobody listens to this song.
This is definitely a timeout record.
It was a timeout record 15 years ago.
This is why we need to get Marissa to do
the Jock. I mean, we're sort of treading all over the Jock James episode.
A little bit.
Because I've got some Jock James coming up in a second.
Okay.
But, DJ Cool, let me clear my throat. Look. I've said this in the show before. I own the DJ Cool CD, which was like 10 versions of Let Me Clear My Throat.
Yeah.
And I played it all. That came out in winter, like late 96. Think of all the hip hop coming out in late 96, early 97. And yeah. I still found time to carry that DJ Cool CD around in my 20 CD binder in my backpack.
Right.
So that's what I mean. Like, everybody likes this song, but like, I like this song a little too much.
Yeah, I got you.
Do you think you need to play DJ Cool or you think we're good?
Nah, I think the streets know about DJ Cool. Okay. If not, just check out the playlist. We'll have it at clockradiospeakers.com.
Okay.
Give me another one.
Well, I've definitely talked about this in the show recently.
Okay.
69 Boys, Tootsie Roll.
Woo! Yo. So, because we talked about that on the show. And shout out to the listener who I can't think of his name, but I see his face on Twitter because he interacts with us fairly often. But he said, like, the Tootsie Roll is the butterfly in reverse or something.
That's right.
Like that. That completely, that was like a blown mind moment.
I mean,
I'm trying to like figure it out in my head and I can't.
I mean, but isn't the Tootsie, I mean, how different is the Tootsie Roll from the Electric Slide, really?
Completely different.
It's not completely different.
Yes, it is.
There's some side to side stepping happening.
Oh, boy.
Listen, white people love any song that instructs you how to dance. Because it really removes a lot of the mystery for us. Because it's like, what am I supposed to do? No, to the left, to the left. It's like, all right, I can follow instructions.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious.
69 Boys, Tootsie Roll. That is a great, oh man, that's a great song.
That's a great song. Do you remember when they had a contest on Arsenio Hall between the 95 South, Woot, There It Is, and tag team, Whoomp, There It Is?
I do not,
they both performed the songs and like the audience picked which one they liked better.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
I mean, Whoomp, There It Is superior.
You know what? Let's play both. I'm only saying that because I don't know any, I don't remember what Whooped sounds like.
Mm.
But I remember like the colleges, the HBCUs, they loved Whooped. And the NBA and MTV loved Whoomp. So, All right, let's find out. Oh, I did that wrong. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Now, which version are you playing?
I'm playing 95 South right now. This is okay. Whooped.
Find some booty!
Nah. My arms are folded right now. Nah, B.
I gotta at least give him to the hook. It's a little more forceful.
Man, Whoop, There It Is the superior version by far.
It's got the better beat.
Yeah, well, which is really what kind of matters for this kind of song.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this tag team cover. These dudes were clearly like in their early 40s when they did this record. There's no way. And my man Steve Rowland, we're kicking the flow. And it goes a little something like this. Tag team back again. Check it. You know, this is an underrated karaoke song.
Look, I really forgot that I knew every word to that song until you started playing it and I started rapping along to it. So, yes, I can see why that would be an underrated karaoke song.
So maybe. No, I'm sure I've got an idea for my birthday. I want to do a black tie event and I also want to like somehow incorporate like a karaoke bar into that.
Yeah. And it only plays Jock Jams.
Like there's only certain songs that are going to be on this karaoke bar list. Like you're not doing Drake's Hold On, We're Going Home. Like that's not happening. That's a great song, but no, we're going to stick to a certain, certain demographic.
Mm-hmm. For the old heads.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Dang, I kind of want to stay here. Like this is, Yeah, this is such a rabbit hole, man. All this stuff like completely goes off of my list, but oof. Okay. It's hard to tell. Okay. All right. Boy, oh boy. Ooh, okay. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Is any Kamozi Here Comes the Hot Stepper on your list?
I thought really long and hard about it. But would I really, I mean, honestly, here's why I didn't make my list. Once you get out of the Here Comes the Hot Stepper, I'm a Lyrical Gangster part of the song, it's just mm-hmm. like, nah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Eh. Whereas, like, you know, I can listen to all of Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Okay. Is it my turn or yours?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go with, let's talk about, because where are we at? We're about 8 in?
I've done 10.
Oh, God.
No,
okay,
I take that back. I've done 9. I think okay, you've so done 9.
This is my 9. Let's just go with the record that we have talked about offline quite a bit since the Facebook thread. Because I think this is the song that is most just trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Lynn Still My Sunshine.
Good, because it was on my list.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, it's a sample.
Yes.
It's like a 4-bar loop.
Yes.
And it's a couple white kids driving around in the video.
Yes.
And that's all I got. I don't know. It somehow totally 1000% works. It, you know, the 90s, a very ironic decade, right? We listened to a lot of like really like aggressive music. And this song is just like, it's almost too like positive to like, to be sort of batted down by irony, if that makes sense. Like this song is just like, it's a bubblegum cloud,
mm-hmm.
but it works. It totally works. I mean, that sample is everything, right?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
No, not even this. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to play this, but a record just popped up in the...
Oh, the suggested?
Yeah. What is this? Why is there a discussion on this song?
What do you suppose we should do? Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in myself.
I almost want to rap over this.
Oh, I downloaded the sample. I was already chopping it up before trying to see if I can do something interesting.
Don't even chop it up.
Well, otherwise it's just Steal My Sunshine, but you can just rap over Steal My Sunshine.
I might just rap over Steal My Sunshine.
Okay.
Do you remember... Okay, so hold on. Before I get into the one I just saw.
Yeah.
Nothing from Smash Mouth is on your list,
God,
right?
God, no. No.
So...
No.
If there are two groups that like represent all that is bad with the 90s and the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
it is Bare Naked Ladies and it's Smash Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad. Okay. Do you remember that graduation song by somebody
Vitamin
named
C.
Vitamin C?
Listen, I graduated in the class of 2000. Of course I remember that.
Was that your theme song?
Oh, God, it was inescapable.
This song is terrible.
The 90s were a weird time, man.
Yo, her back, her notes. What is she doing? Does she have an Instagram? Oh. I just saw like this is the okay. Hold on. Okay, just gonna make that note there.
All right,
I'm done.
That sounded like a real quick follow. Is what that sounded like?
Yeah. No. I was not looking at. No, I was not looking up Vitamin C on social media.
Nah,
I saw a related video, and I'm gonna put that. I might put that on my list. Anyway, no, that was not.
I was like,
no.
Wow, you were thirst trapping live on air.
Right? Nah. Not at all. Not at all. Anyway, yeah.
Anything else about Steal My Sunshine?
Nah, other than just send me that sample and loop it up and I could see about rapping over that.
Okay. You ready for another one?
Yeah, it's on you.
Let's do Technotronic Pump Up the Jam.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Not on my list, but a classic.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic. All right, let's go.
Yeah. You're going to play this, right?
Of course.
Okay, good. Before you play, I think what separates this from like the Innie Kamosi's like Here Comes a Hot Stepper, like I know the words to the song.
Yeah. I mean, there's only 12 words in the whole song.
Well, but you know, and what? Whereas Here Comes a Hot Stepper has like a lot more words, but like words I don't know.
He's definitely trying to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like people only use when they license Here Comes the Hot Stepper, they only license the hook and maybe a piece of the instrumental. Not even the bridge or the verses. Just give us the hot stepper and the word 'em up. And it's still living like that. Like just give me that. And that's it. And he's like, no, I got bars. It's like this is like when Kanye was trying to rap and they were like, nah, just give us beats.
Like Innie Kamosi, he brought the notepad to the studio that day.
100%. He was trying to cipher. He was trying to go in and everybody was like, nah. That's funny. All right, let's do Pump Up the Jam. Let's go. Oh my God, stop it. Hey, ads. We're not sponsored by any of those people. Oh, this video is hard. Right out the gate. I need to get some dances for my videos. Oh, this video is crazy.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on.
Pump
the
dance
floor.
Right.
See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Here we go.
What?
Here's what I'm confused about.
Okay.
So the video consists of a lot of like, it's just random, really fast shots. Of a dancer and then the woman singing the song, allegedly singing the song. Mm-hmm, I don't know if it's mm-hmm. her. But like when you show the dancer dancing, no matter when you cut him into the song, he's on beat. When you cut her, she's not always on beat.
Well, we'll leave that one alone. Pump the Jam is great, though.
The wow is hilarious. Look at all these songs.
See, now you're down. You're just deep in the rabbit hole now.
What is Venga Boys, We Like the Party?
Oh, my God. Don't ever play the Venga Boys.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a Six Flags record.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I mean, shout out to them for getting the Six Flags money, but no.
Sure. Only thing better than A-Rab money is Six Flags money. We're getting Six Flags money. I got to find that video. Hold on. Don't call me. Somebody's calling. I got to find that video where Khaled and Busta Rhymes were in Saudi Arabia dancing with the people, like the local. Mm-hmm. I'll look for it offline. Okay. But when we're off the show. But yeah, amazing record. All right. I'm gonna go with the Verve Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh, see, this isn't even a guilty pleasure, but
yeah, that's
is this one of those things where like it was okay for white people to listen to it in the 90s, but yes, not black people?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Those drums are hard.
Yep.
The strings are hard. I want to rap over it.
Yeah, Bittersweet Symphony is great. The one time that you and I saw Francis and the Lights together, you remember that?
I mean, I remember. Yeah, I definitely remember going to go see him with you. Did he do this?
He did a cover of it. It's fantastic.
Nah, I remember. Did you bootleg it?
Of course I bootlegged it.
Okay, fantastic.
Did I bootleg it?
How dare you?
Right. I got the little pocket recorder off here on the left that Marissa sneaks into every concert we ever go to.
That's funny. Except Chappelle, right? Boo.
Well, you know, we had to put the phone in the pouch and
yeah, they were totally like, nah, what you're not gonna do.
Right. Is get our man in trouble.
Yeah.
Also, it's a very practical thing where it's like, you know, we're gonna resell this content on Netflix. So right. Like I get it.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Love that record.
Let's go Paula Abdul, Rush.
Ooh, that's a guilty pleasure. I was trying to figure out where you were going because Paula got joints.
Yeah, yeah.
Rush is definitely.
I mean, look, I could be funny and go opposites attract.
Okay.
But I'm not. We're going Rush.
Clock Radio Speaker Story. My sister and I were definitely going to do that at an elementary school talent show. But I think I got chicken pox that week or something like that. I got really sick and we couldn't do it.
You sure it was that and it wasn't that you'd be rapping along to something by a guy named MC Scat Cat?
Listen, we're never going to slander MC Scat Cat on this show. Ever. Ever. Not when we're about to talk about Paula Abdul Rush Rush.
Rush Rush is great.
I hated the video.
The video is classic.
I hated the video. I think I hated the video because somebody died.
Wow.
Okay, drums are hard. She couldn't sing.
Oh, well, you know.
But the song is fire.
I like how as soon as she started singing, you're like, nah, B.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's not happening.
Nah, but Paula had joints. So yeah. I can't do that. Paula had joints. Yep. I'm going to go with The Cardigans, Love Fool.
Oh, wow.
Love that record.
Mm.
I thought about going with The Cranberry Zombie.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to pick this one over that one.
No, Love Fool. I mean, first of all, those are very different songs, but Love Fool.
Yeah. But it was a lot of groups with The and like Little Tiny White Women as their lead singers. So I figured it was like the same thing a little bit.
So why? So what? Well, I think you should play it. But like, what is it about this song that you like? Is it like just the vibe, or is it like?
Oh, we're not talking about the vibe on like.
That's just the wave.
The kids have 100% ruined vibe for me.
Mm.
It's the feel. Yes. Like, we could also go with Sixpence None the Richer with Kiss Me, but
stop. Oh, God.
What?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
What do you mean no?
That no. Not, oh, not Kiss Me. Oh, no. Kiss Me, that is the generic, like, it's a romantic comedy and it's 1998. That's Kiss Me.
And it had Freddie Prinze Jr. in it?
There was a scene where they were like in a coffee shop and it was raining outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're not doing Kiss Me.
Square up, Doc. Square up when you see me. Square up when you see me.
Oh, wow.
In 7 years of doing this podcast, Sixpence None the Richer have torn us apart. Nah. Okay, so yeah, Cardigans, Love Fool. I can't explain why I love that record. I love it. And friend of the show, Alex Isley, has a phenomenal cover of it where she slowed it down and R&B'd it out.
Mm.
It's amazing. But yeah, yep. I'll go with that one.
Okay. I'm going to go with the, this is definitely like, I don't know, is this really whiter than Mr. Big to be with you? I don't know. But listen, we're talking Guilty Pleasures. We're talking Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, I don't even think that's guilty. I think that is...
It's guilty.
It's not guilty because I don't know one white person who doesn't like that song.
So, right. Like,
if you're... I feel like that's up there with, what's that other song? With Don't Stop Believing. Like, those are just songs that you kind of have to...
Living on a Prayer has really taken on a whole new life at stadiums lately. Have you been to a game where they do this?
I haven't, but I feel like I've seen it somewhere.
Here's what happens. Like, they start playing and you hear the like the opening and you're like, everyone's kind of like, man, this kind of song, right? And the song kind of builds and people are like doing whatever. But then when you get to the like, we've got to hold on part, all of a sudden the stadium, all the white people in the stadium are like, you hear the voices just come out of nowhere. And then when you get to the whoa, oh, like everyone is just like belting their heart. Like it's a communal guilty pleasure, right? Because like when that song starts, it's not like people are like, oh, this is my jam.
Yeah.
Right. But it's irresistible.
Okay. I give you that.
Okay.
Is this...
We're just about the end now, I think. We're getting pretty close.
Yeah, we are getting close. How many do we have left?
I think you have like... one or two.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, all maybe right. Not, because we had two in the same list. You probably have, like, we'll say three or four.
Okay. Dang, where do I want to go? Because I feel like some of the songs that I have, like, I don't know if they are guilty pleasures.
Mm.
So a record like Tears for Fear, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, is that a guilty pleasure? Or is that just fire?
I don't love that song.
Oh, you're bugging. or a record like... Simply Red, Holding Back the Years. Is that a guilty pleasure or is that song just fire?
Do I know that song?
Oh, come on. Yeah, you do. Don't do this, Doc.
I mean, I want to sample this.
I'll
oh, okay. Wow.
See, like,
this is an interesting question. Like, none of my guilty pleasures got in the feels, really.
Mm-hmm.
That song gets you in your feels.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. A song like Lisa Stansfield, Been Around the World. Is that a guilty pleasure or is that song just fire?
Only if it's guilty. Only if you feel guilty, sing along to it.
Yeah, see? So, like, the rest of the songs on my list, I'm like, I don't know if I feel guilty about it.
Well, let's pick a song off my list that I'm not sure if it's a guilty pleasure either. And And that would be Salt and Pepper Push It.
Okay. Okay. Here's what's funny. So I was randomly talking to my girlfriend, which then became a conversation that consisted of the lyrics of Salt and Pepper, What a Man.
Mm.
And that's a song that I don't feel like a man. But Push It, I don't know if Push It is bad.
That song.
Push It is, it's a classic.
It's a classic, but like, man, no synths.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Now, if we're gonna talk about Push It,
yeah.
Like, should we just go here? Push it.
Kill him.
That's the word. Like, I thought you were just gonna play the song. I didn't see that swerve coming. And then when I heard Killer, like, you can graph my excitement. It looks like a mountain. Like, I'm just like, yeah, we're listening to Push It. And then I hear Killer, and it's like, nope, I'm out. Over.
Oh boy. That was like peak. We're just going to do whatever we're going to do whatever we want.
That song is a heat check.
That's a heat check. Cause they did that a couple times. They did that with, hold up. There's another one. Cause now we're completely off the rails and I don't care. They did that with this. Where's it at?
This song was almost on my list.
No, because that's not a guilty pleasure.
Which is why I took it off the list.
Yeah, that's not a guilty pleasure. That is one of the greatest songs in the history of music. That has to go in the Smithsonian.
Mm.
Wherever the lyrics are, somebody needs to just frame them. I know Jermaine Dupri probably has them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, side note, speaking of remixes, shout out to Eric Sermon for putting out a collection of his remixes on streaming services, and that includes the remix of AZ's Gimme Yours.
I don't know if I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, you are, because it's definitely in the Dropbox. You definitely are familiar with the Gimme Yours remix. This is the video version. You're not familiar with this?
Not really.
Oh my God. That's, if that is, even though I like the original version of Gimme Yours, if that's on there instead of the remix and the original version of Your World Don't Stop is on there, that's a 4.5 mic album.
All right. I have a real guilty pleasure still on my list. Are you ready?
Yeah. Please, let's go.
Shanice, I Love Your Smile.
That's not a guilty pleasure either.
That's totally a guilty.
That song is fire.
So I got to tell a story about the song. Marissa is forever convinced that, like, she always thinks that Shanice is Ashley Banks. And she is convinced, and I'm convinced too, that, like, they really should have tried to just, like, give this song to, like, her character. Like, could have been, like, a crossover hit, like, success kind of thing. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Shanice and Ashley Banks are the same person to her. But I Love Your Smile. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, like, as a man, cheesy. You can't sing with the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Watch me.
What you're not going to do is tell me what I can't do. Nah. Shanice, I Love Your Smile is a classic. That's what I'm saying, Doc. Like, are these...
Okay. I'll go even more embarrassing. You ready?
Okay.
This is... Now I'm going into my honorable mentions now, but this one, we're talking Amy Grant, Baby Baby.
Ooh! Whoa! Whoa! Doc! Yo!
Yeah, man.
Yo.
When was the last time you heard that song?
It'll be right now. Yo. Dog. We might have to let this ride for a little bit. Just for a second. Come on, Amy. Yo, hold on. Does the bridge come on before the hook?
Yeah, the stop for a minute.
Yeah.
Coming right now.
Nah, that's a guilty pleasure, but that record is fire. Oh, that record is hard. Yo, find me the instrumental. Nah, that record is tough.
Amon's ready to rap right now.
Oh, man, I want to rap so bad. It's cool. One of my producer friends just sent me some beats, so I'm good.
His next mixtape is going to be him rapping over Steal My Sunshine, Just Another Day, Baby Baby.
I keep telling people Snooze Button 5 is going to be all the beats that I've always wanted to rap over. Because if it's my last one and I transition and I'm not rapping consistently in the next 5 years, I don't want to have any regrets. So, oh, boy. Yeah, that record is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to play that today. It's going to be in the upper 60s today. That might have to fly.
Yeah, it's a good day for that.
Yeah, that record is hard. So another record for me that was kind of on my list and I was thinking about was Stone Temple Pilots Plush. Do I feel guilty about liking that song? I don't know.
Yeah.
That record is crazy.
Like, you want to... Okay, go ahead.
I'll give you a rock one that's a little corny, but I like it.
Yeah.
Korn, Got the Life.
I hate Korn. Oh my God.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
but
man.
That record is hard. Got the Life is hard.
You should play it.
Watch there be a bunch of words that we can't play on this family friendly show. Yeah, see? So what this makes me want to do, I want to grow like my hair out and put blonde tips in. And like definitely get some puka shells and wear them around my neck. Yep. Remember how deep, what was that video? Was that Falling Away From Me? Which one was the one where like the bullet was traveling?
Oh God, they played that over.
Over and over.
Over and over. Oh my God.
Is Papa Roach Last Resort a guilty pleasure too?
Yo, we might have to end this show right here. Papa Roach.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Woo! My face hurts.
If we're gonna keep it rock.
Let's do it.
Live Lightning Crashes.
What is that?
Oh, play it. You'll recognize it.
Damn, I wanna let that Amy Grant record. That record is crazy. Alright, what is this?
Very moody.
Yeah, it's called Lightning Crashes, yeah. All right, come on. Her placenta falls to the floor?
Yeah.
What is this about? Is this about lightning? Oh my God, this is so bad. What is this, Doc?
Keep going.
I'm waiting on the buildup. I've never heard this song before in my life.
How is that possible? Oh my goodness. You've never heard Lightning Crashes? Wow.
Never, ever, ever.
That's a great
song. I'm looking at all of these songs, though, that are in these. Are there any Bush songs we need to put on?
Listen, Machine Head is amazing.
All right, hold up. What's Machine Head? Hold up. We are off the rails, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think anybody cares. Come on. Oh, no. This record is hard.
The other record from them that's good is Glycerin.
What'd you say?
The other record from them is Glycerin.
Okay, Glycerin. What is that? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. That, between that and then looking in the related videos, like my just sensory overload. We could go with Stained, It's Been a While.
Oh, look, I had to leave all the Stained stuff off the list. I was too embarrassed to put on. Let's just be real. That early run of Stained, it's on the list, man.
Has some joints.
It's Been a While. That's in your field. See, so that was like my first like year or two in college.
Oh, oof. Yeah. So that's super like.
Mm-hmm.
What about Semisonic Closing Time?
I mean, that's a classic. Why are you embarrassed to sing that?
Okay. What about Weezer Say It Ain't So?
I mean, again, like
the Guitar Hero classic.
That's definitely not like up here. That is nowhere near guilty. I mean, the lead singer is from the town that Yukon is in.
I got
so
you.
Like, yeah, like no. How about let's switch it up.
That's like playing like Mac Dre in Kansas City.
Right. No, Weezer's. Yeah. No, you could play. Yeah. No. Say It Ain't So. I mean, honestly, that first Weezer album has like, you know, it's Say It Ain't So, but it's Buddy Holly. Like, it's got. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely cheesy. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Let's go. Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, 100,000, 10 million percent. That is a beautiful song. And a single tear falls from my eye every time I hear it. It is a beautiful song from a beautiful man.
It doesn't make much sense, parts of
at
it.
At all.
No.
And why was it on the Batman Forever soundtrack?
Look, I own that soundtrack. So as you two, was it Kiss Me, Thrill Me, whatever it's called. Hold Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, Thrill Me, whatever it's called. That U2 record was hard. There's a Method Man song on there called The Riddler.
Oh, The Riddler is crazy.
You should play The Riddler.
All right, hold up.
This has just turned into Doc and Armand play YouTube, so.
Yep, they'll be fine.
Okay.
Did cross worries, puzzling and done.
Oh!
Woo! See, that's what I'm talking about. When you take the Johnny Blaze.
Man.
They were unstoppable.
Man. And the funny part is, I bet you that, like, so this is... I wonder, was that a Takao record? I wonder if that was from the Takao bunch that, like, got destroyed, maybe? Because I feel like the Riddler, they probably were just sitting on the Riddler.
Well, the beat, you mean?
Yeah. Like, he wrote it for the movie, which is dope. I wish that didn't go away. But, yeah, that's RZA, right?
Oh, I was just double-checking. I was like, I guess maybe that might have been True Master, but, I mean, that just sounds like the RZA.
Man.
I know.
What's the remix? RZA's Hideout remix?
Do I remember this?
I don't know. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, afraid of the bitch.
I've never heard this before in my life.
I've never heard this either, but this is interesting.
This sounds like a Doc beat. You know what's funny?
This sounds like later RZA.
What's interesting about that record is it's actually the B side to the Riddler.
Yeah, I'm looking at the wiki page for it right now.
What's interesting is that to me that fits better with the soundtrack.
Maybe.
Very moody and here's another thing I miss about remixes when rappers would re-rap the same lyrics over the new beat. That was always dope. But like, of course, the original version is fire. But like that one was a little more like spooky, I guess.
Yeah. That felt a little like a throwaway. But
yeah.
But also, I was like, wait a minute, there are Method Man verses from '95 I haven't heard yet.
it's the same verse.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the same verse. Okay. He's just re-rapping it to fit with the beat.
Okay.
So it wasn't a beat that they just
threw out.
Okay. Yeah. Oof.
Kiss from a Rose, man.
Yeah, Kiss from a Rose was phenomenal.
All right. Any other ones that you got that you really want to get some bars off of?
No, I'm sure when we get off the show, like, we'll probably end up like being like, oh, we should have. And I'm sure our fans are going to be like, oh, you should have. But, you know, whatever. I think we're okay because some of the other records I was thinking about, they're just not, I just don't feel guilty about loving. So, but yeah, I think I'm good, man. We could literally sit here all day.
Yep, pretty much. So, is that it? That's all. Cause we can't really, we're not going to plug anything because this is sort of an episode out of time. So I guess thank you everybody for listening through this kind of random, but hopefully enjoyable episode of Clock Radio Speakers. Hit us up at CRS Podcast. Use the hashtag Clock Radio Speakers. Let us know what you think. Like we said, we'll have playlists of the songs that we talked about that were on our list today. We'll have that up on the site as well. And we want to hear about your guilty pleasures too, definitely. Some people are going to be like, that's not a guilty pleasure. And then somebody's going to come up with something that's just like we're going to be like, oh man, how did we miss that? But
absolutely.
Anything else you want to say, Armand?
Nah, man. Thanks for listening.
All right.